first pitch from Calfee Park in the field for the River Turtles. Starting pitcher, Nate Gray. Catching, Connor Cook. First baseman, Jonathan Holt. Second baseman, Seth Buchanan. At the hot corner, Joe Kinneberg. Shortstop, Kevin Jones. Left fielder, Nick Lobello. Center fielder, Jordan Austin. And in right field, Austin Winkleblatt.
Beautiful Calfee Park, home of the Pulaski River Turtles. Johnny Electric is proud to be a sponsor.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. I'm Ben Slotnick from Calfee Park. It is a gorgeous night from Pulaski, Virginia. One of my favorite parks to come to in the Appalachian League.
So be prepared.
Great crowd tonight.
One of the finest baseball games
Tuesday night.
So from your friends at Shively Electric, enjoy a wonderful evening here at Calfee Park, home of the Pulaski River Turtles.
I was trying to figure out why there was two people by the pitcher.
Here's the battery.
This is Nate Gray's second straight start versus Kingsport on June 11th at Kingsport. Gray allowed one run in five innings on just two hits, a home run to Jet Gilliam, one walk, one wild pitch, and six strikeouts. 43 of his 67 pitches were strikes, which is a 64.2% strike rate. And on the season, 78 of his 124 pitches have been strikes, which is a 62.9% strike rate. Gray transferred from Pima Community College in Arizona to the University of Arizona in Tucson. And on the season, in eight innings of work, Gray has allowed 200 runs on two hits, four walks, and 10 strikeouts in 31 batters faced. Gray has a .75 whip and 74 opponent average.
Center fielder, number two.
Safe to say this guy's legit.
Jackson.
He will face Tyree Jackson to lead off the top of the first inning. Kingsport in its road orange jerseys, Pulaski traditional home whites. First offering from Nate Gray. He's watched for a call strike down the pipe. Tyree Jackson has recorded back-to-back multi-hit games. He had not had one prior, as the 0-1 is watched for a ball blown away. The 1-1. Jackson smashes it into deep right field. Winkleblatt running over and foul ground, and it hits off the wall. Pushed it just foul. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Bases empty. Nobody out. Since starting the season 1-for-15, Tyree Jackson is 7 for his last 17 at-bats. The 1-2. Ball 2 low and away. In the series against Greenville, he went 5-for-8 with a hit-by-pitch, a run batted in, a stolen base, a run scored, and one strikeout. The 2-2. Jackson lifts it into left field. Coming in, Lobello, and he makes the catch.
Batting second, right fielder number 84 from the College of Southern Nevada, Jet Gilliam.
Base is empty, one out for Jet Gilliam. He started the season 3-for-18 and has since 5-for-his-last-17. He's recorded a hit in all five Kingsport series. The Axemen are 5-and-5 overall. First offering, Gilliam watches for a ball on its side. Gilliam batting .229, 9 RBIs, 8 runs scored, the 1-0. Ball downstairs. Both categories lead the team. He has doubled twice, tripled, and homered once. He's one of two Axemen players to record every type of extra base hit. The 2-0. Chopper to third. Picked up by Kinneberg. Throw across the diamond is on the money for the out.
Batting third, third baseman, number 45 from Indiana, Cal Sexton.
Base is empty, two outs for the Cincinnati Bearcat, Cal Sefcik. He enters tonight on a six-game on-base streak. He has reached base in all starts this season. First offering from Gray. Watch for a ball inside. Sefcik has recorded a RBI in four of six games played, including back-to-back starts. And an RBI sack flies last time out. The 1-0, Sefcik lifts it foul and out of play. In the series against Greenville, Sevcik went 3 for 5 with a pair of walks, 2 sacrifice flies, 3 RBIs, a stolen base, and a run score. The 1-1. Sevcik pops it up. Third baseman Pinneberg under it in foul ground. And he will make the half inning ending catch.
We're up to now for the X-Men after a half inning, Kingsport 0.
1-2-3 go the X-Men in the top of the first inning. When we come back, we'll get our first look at Jarava Martin.
All right, let's send it down to Zach for Coffee Smoke Money Game presented by Duchess Dairy.
Alrighty, we've got Calpe's Milk Money Game presented by Duchess Dairy. We've got two Valorant contestants here trying to beat Calpe. Are you guys ready? Alrighty, let's see them. In 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Check, check. Check, check. Elm Hill Hot Dog is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Come by Hunter Wright Stadium to get yourself an Elm Hill Hot Dog. Elm Hill is made right here in Tennessee.
And services local stores throughout our region. Look for their products during your next grocery store visit. And sign up your child during pregame at the promotion pit. And one lucky participant.
Javara Martin Jr. He transferred at the end of May from South Carolina and still waiting to see where he ends up.
Tonight behind the plate for the 38. From Chattanooga State Community College.
Scoreless in the bottom of the first half, the Axemen went down in order.
And out of bounds from South Carolina.
Let's tell you about Javara Martin Jr. He's 6'6", 220 pounds. The 20-year-old just finished up his freshman season with the Gamecocks. He made his only appearance of the season on opening day against Miami of Ohio 4 days before his 20th birthday. He was unable to record an out and allowed 2 earned runs on a walk and a hit batter. In other words, tonight is the first time he should see extended action in a game in quite some time. So he'll face Jordan Austin, the Indiana State Sycamore, who will lead off the bottom of the first inning. Javara Martin throwing left-handed to the left-handed batter. First offering is low and inside. Martin Jr. was born on February 21st, and he has quite a few celebrities that share birthday with him. The 1-0. Lifted into the right center gap for a base hit. And Austin heads for second, and he'll head back now to first. It's a leadoff single for Jordan Austin, who is now 4-for-10 this season against the Axemen.
Batting second, second baseman from BMI, number 4, Seth Buchanan.
Martin shares a birthday with Nina Simone, Alan Rickman, Anthony Daniels, which was C-3PO, Kelsey Grammer, the astronaut Scott Kelly, and Jennifer Love Hewitt. First offering is in for a called strike. And, of course, my father, Phil Slotnick. Jordan Austin is the runner on first. The 0-1, going inside, even count on Buchanan. This season against the Axemen, Buchanan is 1-for-7 with a double, a walk, 3 RBIs. He has 4 runs batted in this season, along with 8 runs scored, and he's batting 222 at the plate. The 1-1, ball 2, fastball outside. Pulaski enters tonight 5-6 overall. 2 games back from first place in the Appalachian League East Division. Kingsport 5-5 overall, second place in the Appalachian League West, 1 game back from first. The 2-1. Skied into right field. In front of the warning track, Jet Gilliam makes the catch. Run our first one out now for the Minnesota Golden Gopher, Alex
Gilliam. From Minnesota, number 6, Alex Hoffman.
I went to Minnesota 3 years ago, saw a Timberwolves game at the Target Center's opening night against the Miami Heat. The place was rocking. I would love to go to Target Field. And honestly, a Minnesota football game would be a great experience as well. Austin takes off. The first pitch, though, is lifted into left center field. Jackson, the center fielder, runs all the way to the left field position and makes the catch.
Batting fourth, first baseman.
Austin is back to first base safe.
Number 29, Jonathan Cole.
Runner on first, two out, scoreless. In the bottom of the first inning, it brings up Jonathan Holt, who has not seen Kingsport yet. He's 2-for-12 this season with three walks, a stolen base, three strikeouts, hitting 167. Yet to drive in a run and yet to score a run. First offering from Martin is low and inside. Kingsport starting pitching this season, entering tonight 0-4 overall with an 8.16 ERA. The Axemen have yet to have a starter enter the fifth inning.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Martin throws back to first, and they picked off Austin. Zyrus has the ball. Throw to short. Swinney now has it. Back to Martin. Martin to Newhand. Newhand to the catcher, Scotty Dean. Dean to Zyrus, and he tags out Austin to end the inning. Quite an eventful way to finish the opening frame. We're scoreless through one.
The fans, the second inning is brought to you by 94.9 Star Country, your source for Brett and Taylor in the mornings, and today's hottest country hits and all-time favorites, 94.9 Star Country.
Hey, we're Brett and Taylor from the morning show on 94.9 Star Country. Time for Taylor Trivia, the baseball edition. Taylor, which Major League Baseball team have won the most World Series championships?
Javaro Martin Jr. Nets, threw just eight pitches in that frame.
The Nets or the Yankees?
The Yankees.
Yes, that's right! Go, Toronto!
The Fans Coffee Park would like to welcome in our VIP towers representatives and guests of Lewis Gale Hospital.
One in every 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes.
Sponsored by Casa Cancun.
Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org.
The next question is, how many stitches are there on a regulation base? Getting off the top of the second for Kingsport, left fielder number 22 from Cleveland State Community College, Bryson Trammell.
The newest member of the Georgia Southern Baseball Club, Bryson Trammell, will lead off the top of the second inning, the cleanup batter tonight. First offering is off for a ball downstairs. Trammell was originally at Cleveland State Community College. He enters his junior year of eligibility. The 1-0. Watch for a called strike down the middle. I went to a Georgia Southern football game back in 2019, I believe. Maybe 2021. The 1-1. That's a ball two outside. I saw Georgia Southern play Liberty in the Cure Bowl at the Orlando City FC Soccer Stadium. It was a blast. The 2-1, Trammell hops it foul away, square count. And there were a ton of Georgia Southern fans there. They made the short trip from Statesboro to Orlando.
Georgia State's
The 2-2 pitch. Ball three up and away. Both teams brought the minimum of three batters to the plate in the opening frame, with Javara Martin picking off Jordan Austin. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Trammell out on strikes.
Shortstop, number 88 from Alabama, Mason Swinney.
Brings up Mason Swinney. Nate Gray's first pitch is fouled back off the backstop. Mason Swinney on the season is batting .238 with an RBI and three runs scored, five for his first 21 at-bats. He doubled once against Johnson City last week. The 0-1, fastball high, even count. Scoreless in the top of the second inning, base is empty, one out for the Alabama Crimson Tider. 1-1. Swinney chops it up the middle. Shortstop Kevin Jones has it. Throw to first. In time for the out.
How about that? Batting sixth, first baseman, number 15 from Virginia Commonwealth, Devin Zyris.
Base is empty. Two outs for Devin Zyris. 5 for 28 this season, batting .179 with 5 runs batted in, 3 runs scored. Nate Gray has retired all 5 batters faced. First pitch is a ball just outside the zone. Zyris last series against Greenville went 1 for 5 with a double, an RBI, a pair of strikeouts. The 1-0. Check swing, didn't matter, called strike. Zyris against Pulaski this season is 0 for 3 with a pair of walks and a swinging strikeout. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Zyris skies it into shallow right field. Second baseman Seth Buchanan makes the half inning catch. Six up, six down to begin the outing for Nate Gray.
One and a half, Kingsport 0, Pulaski 0.
Bottom of the second, coming up next, middle of the order, due up for the River Turtles.
All right, fans, it's time to toss out some River Turtles t-shirts. Get loud, get Pulaski proud, and you just might get a t-shirt. Fans, the most anticipated giveaway of the 2024 season is this Thursday. Our annual bobblehead giveaway is back.
Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities, so please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Congratulations to the Boston Celtics on winning their 18th and NBA leading 18th title. And it really bothers me when Celtics players or players that are on a major franchise or projected number one team, oh, they doubted us. They doubted us. Look what we did. They said we were going to go 7-5, like what Georgia football players said when they won the national championship. Nobody was doubting the Celtics. Stop putting the weight on your own shoulders. Due up for the River Turtles, Jonathan Holt, Joe Kinneberg, and Kevin Jones. First offering is low and outside. Kevin Jones made a fabulous play at shortstop on Mason Swinney in the top half of the inning. Scoreless in the bottom of the second. The 1-0. Ball too high and outside. And that skipped past the catcher, Scotty Dean, who's making his first start of the season. He was a pinch hitter. Well, in reality, a defensive substitution, and came in to hit for Riley Orr. Struck out swinging his only at bat. The 2-0 to Kinneberg. Going outside. It's actually Jonathan Holt.
Correction, batter is first baseman number 29, Jonathan Holt.
The pitch, foul back. 3-1 hitters count for Jonathan Holt. He was up to bat while Jordan Austin was picked off to end the first inning. The 3-1, fouled off the backstop. I think the best thing about baseball is the natural sounds, the sound of the ball hitting the bat, fans clapping, background chatter. That's what it's all about. Yeah, that probably louder atmosphere in football and hockey, but it's just something about being at a ballpark. The payoff pitch. Ball 4 outside. It's a leadoff walk for Jonathan Holt. And now it is Joe Kinneberg.
Number 10, from Arkansas Tech, Joe Kinneberg.
Joe Kinneberg hit a 3-run double in his last game against the Axemen. He's 2-for-9 against him with a double and 4 runs batted in. No strikeouts, so all 7 of his outs were put in play. Runner on first, nobody out. Kinneberg swings at the first pitch. It's lifted into right field. Gilliam is under it, and he makes the catch. A pair of early putouts for Jet Gilliam.
Number 11 from UNC Wilmington, Kevin Jones.
Runner on first, one out for Kevin Jones out of UNC Asheville. Jonathan Holt is the runner on first with one out. Javara Martin in the stretch. First offering to Jones. Strike one call. Javara Martin threw just 8 pitches in the first inning. 4 were strikes. Had a 1-pitch out against Alex Altman. The pitch. That's ripped into deep left field, but there to make the backhand catch, Bryson Trammell for out number 2. Well hit ball. It's funny because Kevin Jones,
right fielder from Pittsburgh, number 5, Austin,
attends UNC Wilmington, not Asheville. I was wrong. Run on first, 2 outs for Austin Winkelbleck, the Pitt Panther. His numbers are quite fascinating. Dive into it in just a second. Martin's first pitch. Watch for a ball outside. Winkelbleck has 1 RBI, but he's scored 11 runs.
Not at all.
He's 0-for-4 against the Axemen with 4 walks, 3 runs, a stolen base, and 2 strikeouts. And that's where he causes damage, is his great eye. 11 walks this season. There's a ball low and inside. Hitters count for Austin Winkelbleck, batting 219. Winkelbleck from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Runner on first, 2 outs for the Pitt Panther. Javara Martin fires home the 2-0. Ball 3 away.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, throwback to first. Not in time on the pickoff attempt. He picked off Jordan Austin to end the first inning. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Strike one call. Kingsport, no runs on no hits. Pulaski, no runs on one hit. It was the Jordan Austin single to begin the bottom of the first.
Everything come out okay for you guys? Yeah. How are you guys doing this evening?
How are you?
Doing well. My name is Noah. I'll be your waiter tonight. Can I get you guys anything?
The 3-1 is lifted into center field and camped under it to make the inning-ending catch. Tyree Jackson.
Yes, sir.
At the end of two, we are scoreless.
Okay, would you like the, for him, or like the alcohol slushy or the non?
The two innings of play, Kingsport and Pulaski knotted up at zeros.
Heating and cooling for heating and air conditioning services in the NLB. Contact A1 Heating and Cooling of Newport.
Two slushies, two slushies.
And now, fans, let's take a look around the Appalachian League presented by Hodge Insurance. First of all, over in the Appalachian League West, and a two-way tie for third between Bristol and Johnson City, both with a record of 5-6. Kingsport is in second place at 5-5, and Greenville leads the Appy League West with a 6-4.
It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elmhill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Smoky Stadium, or pick some up at your local grocery retailer.
7-4. You are caught up around the Appalachian League East and West, presented by Hodge Insurance.
Pulaski, Pulaski, Pulaski. Nate Gray has been perfect for the River Turtles. 23 pitches, 13 strikes.
Number 29 from Arizona.
But all six batters have been retired. So the bottom three batters due up: Nico Newhan, Tyler Myatt, and Scotty Dean. Nico Newhan is in a bit of a cold stretch, but not too bad. He's hitless in his last 10 ABs, going back to the eighth inning on June 12th against Pulaski. He watches a first pitch called strike. In his last series against Greenville, he went 0 for 4, the walk, a stolen base, and a strikeout. The 0-1. Newhan chops it foul behind home plate. Newhan, 7 hits and 34 at-bats of the season. He's down on the count 0-2 to Nate Gray. The pitch skied into left center field. Shortstop Kevin Jones is there to make the catch. 7 up, 7 down for Nate Gray.
Good day, sir.
Batting eighth, designated hitter number 21 from Walters State Community College, Tyler Hyatt.
Base is empty, one out, scoreless in the top of the third for the DH, Tyler Myatt. Went 1-for-2 his last game. Was hit by a pitch as well. First offering, Myatt rips it up the middle into center field for a base hit. He has 2 hits in his last 3 at-bats since striking out in 14 straight ABs. And he's the runner on first with one out.
Community College, catcher number 38, Scotty Dean.
That's what baseball's all about. Tyler Myatt. Now 5-for-23 on the season, as it brings up Scotty Dean in his first start of 2024. First pitch is chop foul, third base side. Scoreless in the top of the third inning, both teams with one hit. Tyler Myatt leads off first, held on by Jonathan Holt. The 0-1. Called strike two. Scotty Dean out of Chattanooga State Community College played 47 games there in his freshman year and hit .313 at the plate. 37 RBIs, 34 runs scored. The 0-2. Strike three call.
Center fielder number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Runner on first, two outs for Tyree Jackson, who enters tonight on an eight-game on-base streak, which is tied with Jet Gilliam for the highest on the team. He's 0-for-1 with a fly out to the left fielder, Nick Labello. He watches a first pitch fastball high for ball one. Jackson hit a game-tying solo home run against Pulaski the last time the two clubs met. The 1-0, Jackson chops it into left field for a base hit. He found the gap, and he extends his on-base streak to 9 games.
Right fielder, number 84, Jet Gilliam.
Now runners on first and second, two outs for Jet Gilliam, who is also on an 8-game on-base streak. Kingsport with a pair of singles in the top of the third inning. Gilliam looks to knock Tyler Myatt in. First offering from Gray. Fastball up and in. The day Jet Gilliam was born, which was January 18th, 2005, the world's largest commercial jet was unveiled in France. The 1-0. Ball too low and away. It's called the Airbus A380. The A380 was designed to challenge Boeing's monopoly in the large aircraft market and become the new flagship aircraft of major carriers worldwide. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. Ball three. At the airport, other airplanes have to wait up to 3 minutes before they can start their takeoff after an A380 due to the wake turbulence from its four engines and wingtips. The price of an Airbus A380 is between $400 and $500 million. The 3-0.
Thud.
Strike one call.
I was watching the game, not the stack.
Three balls, one strike. The pitch. Ball four, high and inside. Jet Gilliam walks on five pitches. He extends his on-base streak to 9 games. And it loads the bases for Cal Sefcik. And now mound visit to Nate Gray. As of May of 2023, around 130 of the Airbus 380s are still in service, with several airlines planning to reactivate more. An Airbus A380 sits between 525 and 853 passengers. The bases are occupied for Cal Sefcik with two outs and a scoreless game in the top of the third. Gilliam on first, Jackson on second, Myatt on third. The first offering is in for a called strike. Sefcik is 0-for-1 with a pop out to the third baseman, Kinneberg. Nate Gray pitching from the stretch. Fires home the 0-1. That's a ball low and away. Even count on Sefcik, who transferred from Indiana to Cincinnati last week. Big 10 to Big 12. Gray comes home with the 1-1. Ball two, low and away, and Sefcik is ahead in the count. Bases loaded, two outs, scoreless in the top of the third. The 2-1 from Gray. Ball three, low and away. And Sefcik is one ball away from recording an RBI walk. Sefcik has recorded RBIs in back-to-back games. And he's on a 6-game on-base streak. The 3-1. Sefcik chops it, slow roller to the shortstop. Jones picks it up, throw to first, is in time for the out. The Axemen strand the bases loaded. To the bottom of the third we go, scoreless in Pulaski.
County Park welcomes award-winning entertainment act, Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act, for a night of dazzling stunts during the game. Chuckles the Clown will also be here to create balloon masterpieces for fans of all ages. You will not want to miss. For a complete list of promotional nights, visit PulaskiRiverTurtles.com. Bottom of the third for your River Turtles catcher, number 13 from Brown, Connor Cole.
To the bottom of the third, Connor Cook up to bat. He watches the ball high and outside. Connor Cook is a brown bear of the Ivy League. Scoreless in the bottom of the third. The Axemen stranded the bases loaded in the top half. The 1-0 popped back foul. And Sefcik was ahead in the count 3-1. Now, I like the aggressive approach, but not the worst thing in the world. Take strike two. The 1-1. It's a ball in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. The pitch. Ball three high and outside. Martin has had a little trouble finding the zone early on. 26 pitches, 12 strikes. Make that 27 pitches, 12 strikes. The 3-1. Ball four outside. Connor Cook walks on five pitches, and it's the second straight inning that the River Turtles record a leadoff walk. Brings up Nick Labello. He's 1-for-4 with a run score and a strikeout this season against Kingsport. Martin from the stretch. Comes home with his first offering. It's a ball high. 28 pitches, 12 strikes for Martin. The 1-0. It's ball low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Labello batting .233 with two RBIs and three runs scored this season. The catcher, Connor Cook, leads off first. The 2-0. Strike one call. Nick Labello, 5'7", 170 pounds, from New York, New York. He goes to Hofstra in the Empire State. The 2-1. Half swing and a miss. Square count. The state motto of New York is Excelsior, which is the big saying in the movie Silver Linings Playbook with Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro. One of the best movies ever made. It's a masterpiece. I watched it again last night. Makes me want to become an Eagles fan. The 2-2. Ball three, low and inside, and Connor Cook will take second base. And that's ruled a pass ball. That's just the second passed ball from an Axeman catcher this season. The payoff pitch, ball four outside. So the pass ball doesn't matter because he walks Lobello. And Pulaski's first two batters are aboard on walks.
Center fielder number 17, Jordan Austin.
And calls for a mound visit from Josh Lucas. Javara Martin has thrown 33 pitches, 19 balls, 14 strikes. Maybe this mound visit will change things. Blake McKnight is the home plate umpire, and around the base is Dylan Toomey. Back to the top of the order with Jordan Austin. He watches a ball outside. It gets past Scotty Dean. Lobello takes second. Cook advances to third. Pulaski now has a pair of runners in scoring position with nobody out. And the top of the order up. Pass ball and a wild pitch. This inning between Martin and Dean. The 1-0. Austin grounds it to first base. Zyrus picks it up, steps on the bag for the out. But Connor Cook scores, and the River Turtles lead 1-0 on a Jordan Austin RBI groundout. Oh, and they call it foul. So Austin back in, and we're still scoreless. One ball, one strike. Austin fouls it out of play. One ball, two strikes, scoreless in the bottom of the third. Martin from the windup fires home. Chipped foul behind home plate. Connor Cook walked on five pitches to begin the inning. Then Nick Lobello walked on six pitches. And they're the runners on second and third. The 1-2 again. Austin grounds it. Foul first base. He's hit two balls that have touched the line and faded foul. For the third time, Javara Martin will deal the 1-2 pitch.
I'll take that.
Fouled back. Scoreless in the bottom of the third, but Pulaski is threatening. Lobello on second, Cook on third. For the fourth time, the 1-2 pitch. Ball in the dirt. Evens up the count on the Indiana State Sycamore. If there's one athlete in all of sports that is synonymous with one school, it's Larry Bird with Indiana State. The 2-2. That's a wild pitch, but it won't be because the backstop is so close to home, it skipped right back to Scotty Dean, and neither runner was able to advance, so it's just ball three. Full count on Austin. One ball away from loading the bases on a hat trick of walks. The payoff. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Martin punches out Austin on nine pitches. A hard-fought battle between the two. Runners on second and third, one out for Seth Buchanan, who is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the right fielder, Gilliam. First offering is low and inside. Dean keeps it in front. Well, those foul balls, four of them in that at-bat, significantly help Javar Martin's ball-to-strike ratio. He's still throwing more balls than strikes, 23 balls, 20 strikes. The 1-0, ball two, low, high and outside. Seth Buchanan is 1-for-8 this series. He has three RBIs, a stolen base, and a run scored. Cook on second, Lobello on third, scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Pulaski looking to strike first. A 2-0, ball three, high and outside. Alex Altman is on deck. The 3-0. Called strike one. It is once again a hitter's count for Buchanan. Martin working from the windup. Fires home. Fouled back off the home plate net. Again, Martin has battled back to fill up the count. And in baseball, the easiest scoring situation is runners on second and third, nobody out. And that's what Pulaski started with. The payoff pitch, grounded up the middle. Second baseman Newhand can't make the play, and it rolls into center field for a base hit. Cook and Lobello will both score. It's a two-run single for Seth Buchanan, and the River Turtles lead 2-0.
Designated hitter number 6 makes some noise for Alex Altman.
Runner on first, two outs following the two-run single by Seth Buchanan. Alex Altman is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending flyout to the center fielder, Tyree Jackson. Kingsport has now trailed in all 11 games this season. Martin throws back to first, and not in time on the pickoff attempt. He picked off Jordan Austin earlier, and he was looking for a second inning-ending pickoff. Throw back to first again. It was a little offline, so He's yet to throw a pitch to Alex Altman in this plate appearance. Pulaski 2, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the third. And he throws back to first base again. Now the throw home. Ball away, and it skips past Scotty Dean, and he can't find the ball. Buchanan advances to second base on a wild pitch, and the River Turtles have a runner in scoring position with two down. One down. The lone out was a strikeout looking to Jordan Austin. The River Turtles looking to extend the lead to three or more. The 1-0, Altman swings and misses. First pitch was at 7 o'clock. It's now 7:51. We're on pace for about a three-hour game. 1-1. Altman pokes it foul and out of play. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded to second. Newhand picks it up. Throw to first in time for the out. But Buchanan advances to third.
First baseman, number 29, Jonathan Holt.
Runner on third. Two outs for Jonathan Holt, who walked his only time up to lead off the bottom of the second inning. And here comes manager Rick Adair to the mound. He'll make a call to the bullpen. That'll do it for Javari Martin. In 2 2/3 innings of work, he'll have 2 earned runs on 2 hits, 3 walks, a strikeout, 2 wild pitches. And he is responsible for the runner on third. I'll let you know who the new pitcher is in just a moment. Caleb Townsend takes over for the Axemen. 2-0 River Turtles in the bottom of the third with a runner on third and two outs. Townsend has thrown 6 1/3 scoreless innings of baseball in 5 outings. He's walked 1 and struck out 7. In his last outing against Greenville on June 15th, Townsend recorded a perfect 9-pitch eighth inning on a pair of lineouts and a flyout. In 6 1/3 innings, he's allowed no runs on 5 hits, a walk, 7 Ks. He looks to continue that scoreless streak as he'll face Jonathan Holt with 2 outs and a runner on third.
Thank you.
I do now. Like my app. Well, yeah, but yeah, I mean, I have an app. My password app keeps on credit cards. So that you could tell, give someone a number.
Townsend has the longest active scoreless streak on the Axemen. His first pitch is low and outside in the dirt to Jonathan Holt. Recap of the bottom of the third. Connor Cook and Nick Labella walked to begin the frame. They advance to the next bag. Austin then struck out looking as the 1-0 is ball two in the dirt, and it gets past Scotty Dean, and the runner will score from third. The River Turtles lead 3-0, and that's the third wild pitch thrown by a Kingsport pitcher tonight. Pass ball, correction, pass ball. So Kingsport entered tonight with just one pass ball in the season. That's already two on Scotty Dean tonight. Three nothing River Turtles. The 2-0. Fouled off his foot. The scoreless streak is still alive for Townsend, as that, of course, is an earned run to Javara Martin. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. Curves low and inside, ball three. The 3-1. Grounded sharply into left field for a base hit. Jonathan Holt's two out single puts him on first base. Townsend will now face Joe Kinneberg. First offering is low and outside again. Kinneberg is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the right fielder, Jet Gilliam. Pulaski, three runs on three hits. Kingsport, no runs on two hits. Two wild pitches and two pass balls have not been the friend to the Axemen. And between Townsend and Martin, thrown 58 pitches, 28 strikes. The 1-0. Kinneberg grounds it sharply to short. Swinney has it. Throw to second in time for the inning-ending force out. Through three, River Turtles three, Axemen nothing.
Let's send it out of the field for our second on-field game.
Alrighty, guys, we've got a long toss water balloon challenge. We've got a couple of our interns down here on the field, and they're going to simultaneously throw the water balloons back and forth until one of them either drops it or it splashes all over them. Is everybody ready? Alright, let's go. Let's toss those water balloons. You gotta be careful, guys. You don't want to drop them. Keep backing up. We're gonna see who can get the farthest, and then we'll declare a winner. Keep going, guys. That one was close. Be careful, guys. That's a big toilet that splashes all over her.
It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online to get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. The River Turtles lead 3-0. seven batters faced 37 total pitches in the third inning. 18 were strikes, 19 were balls, and only two walks. The cleanup batter, Bryson Trammell, due up to start the top of the fourth inning. Middle of the order due up. Trammell is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. Nate Gray in three innings of scoreless baseball has thrown 42 pitches. First offering, watch for a ball outside. Trammell has reached base safely multiple times in five of seven games played, including three straight as he pops the next pitch foul and out of play third base side. He's walked eight times and struck out just three times. He's also stolen three bases. In the last series against Greenville, he went 2 for 5 with three walks, a triple, a stolen base, and a run scored. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Trammell rips it into left center field. That'll get in for a base hit. Trammell on his way to second, and he will stand up safely with a leadoff double. For Trammell, it's his third double of the season.
Number 88, Mason Sweeney.
Good eyes.
Runner on second, nobody out for Mason Sweeney. 0 for 1 with a ground out to the shortstop, Kevin Jones. He watches ball one downstairs. So a leadoff double for Bryson Trammell. Makes it the first extra base hit of the game for either team. The 1-0. Ball two, low and outside. Sweeney batting 227 with a 5.53 OPS. Trammell leads off second. Gray in the stretch. Hitters count for Sweeney. The 2-0. Ball three outside. It gets past the catcher, Cook, and Trammell will slide in safely to third base on the wild pitch. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Sweeney chops it foul. Turns on the 3-0 pitch. Hitters count again, the 3-1. Ball four, low and outside, and the Axemen have runners on the corners with nobody out.
First baseman, number 15, Devin Thyrus.
In the fourth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 5-4, 9-6. First pitch to Zyrus is ripped high and deep to right field. Winkelbleck back at the warning track. Forget about it! Devin Zyrus smashes a game-tying three-run home run, and we are all even up at three apiece in Pulaski. And with that, Javara Martin secures a no decision. Nobody on, nobody out for Nico Newhand. Tie game at Pulaski. First pitch, Newhand grounds it sharply to second. Picked up, though, by Buchanan. He'll throw him out at first.
designated hitter number 21, Tyler Byatt.
It's a damn. I'm sure it's a damn. I don't know where it's at.
Base is empty, one out for Tyler Myatt. He watches ball one outside. Myatt is 1-for-1 with a single. He has hits in two of his last three at-bats. And he rips the 1-0 into center field. Jordan Austin in the left center gap makes the catch.
Catcher number 38, Scotty Dean.
Nobody on, 2 outs for Scotty Dean. It's already been a productive inning for the Axemen. We tied the game on a Zyras three-run shot as Dean watches called strike one. Dean is 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. He struck out in his first two at-bats with the Axemen this season. The 0-1, ball in the dirt. Kingsport with 3 runs on 4 hits. Pulaski 3 runs on 3 hits. Back-to-back three-run half innings in this game. The 1-1. Dean skies it into shallow left field. Nick Labello coming in. Instead, the shortstop, Kevin Jones, will make the half inning catch, but not before the Axemen. Tie the game on a Zyras three-run shot, scoring himself, Swinney, and Trammell. To the bottom of the fourth, 3-3 in Pulaski.
First of all, happy birthday to Louise Butler. Happy birthday, Louise. Happy birthday to Lily Smith. Happy birthday, Lily. And happy birthday to Linda Bag. Happy birthday, Linda. And if you are celebrating the anniversary this evening, thank you for joining us on this special evening. And we hope that you enjoy the rest of the ballgame. If you have an unseasoned birthday or an anniversary, commit your birthday or anniversary prior to game day, and Calvin Park will mention it right here on the PA. If they email your info to info@PulaskiRiverTurtles.com.
Kevin Jones due up. 6, 7, 8 batters in the Pulaski order to face Caleb Townsend. First pitch is low and inside. The 1-0. Jones skies it into deep center field. Jackson running back at the warning track. Forget about it. It's a leadoff solo home run for Kevin Jones, his first of the season, and Pulaski regains the lead 4-3. River Turtles 4, Axemen 3. Austin Winkelbleck is 0 for 1 with a fly out to the center fielder, Tyree Jackson. First pitch hits him. So Townsend's 6 and 2 thirds inning scoreless streak ends on a Kevin Jones home run.
Catcher number 13, Connor Cook.
Now runner on first, nobody out for Connor Cook, who walked and scored in the last inning. First offering from Townsend is watched for a called strike. The leadoff solo home run for Kevin Jones, his first of the year. And on the next pitch, Austin Winkelbleck was hit. Townsend throws back to first. Not in time on the pickoff attempt. The 0-1. Lifted into left field. Trammell's there to make the catch.
Left fielder number 3, Nick LaBello.
Runner on first, one out for Nick LaBello. Same thing as Connor Cook, walk and a run scored. Runner takes off. First pitch is fouled away near right field into the Pulaski bullpen, and one of the pitchers made a beautiful catch. Pulaski 4, Kingsport 3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Series opener of a two-game set between the Axemen and River Turtles. The 0-1. Just outside the zone. The pickoff attempt to first is wild. Winkelbleck will advance to third base as Zyrus says that the ball was stuck under the wall. So Winkelbleck will advance from first to third on a two-base throwing error by Caleb Townsend. Runner on third, one out. Nick LaBello looks to give Pulaski a multi-run lead once again. The 1-1. LaBello hops it foul and away. The 1-2 pitch. Ball in the dirt. Square count on LaBello with the top of the order, Jordan Austin on deck. The 2-2, fastball high, ball 3. The count is filled on LaBello. Kingsport pitchers have walked 3 batters, struck out 1, also hit 1. The payoff, grounded into left field for a base hit. Winkelbleck scores, LaBello hits an RBI single, and the River Turtles lead by a pair.
Center fielder, number 17, Jordan Austin.
Jordan Austin up to bat, 1-for-2. Single strikeout looking was picked off at first to end the bottom half of the opening frame. Pulaski has scored multiple runs in back-to-back half innings. Townsend's first pitch was a ball high. It's the first time this season we've seen Townsend get in any sort of trouble. He entered tonight on a 6 1/3 innings scoreless streak across 5 outings and has already allowed 2 earned runs. Runner takes off, swing and a miss. Throw down to second from Dean. Not in time. LaBello steals second base. The The 1-1. Austin rips it sharply to short. Swinney has it. Throw to first on a dot for the out, but Labello advances to third.
Second baseman, number four, Seth Buchanan.
Runner on third, two outs for Seth Buchanan, who had a two-run single his last time up to get the scoring going. First pitch is in for a called strike to Seth Buchanan. Winkleblack, the runner on third, is hit by a pitch. Correction, Labello, the runner on third. There's a strike two call. The Axemen have 3 runs on 4 hits. The River Turtles, 5 runs on 5 hits. Lasky leading by a pair, and they look to extend the lead to 3 or more. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Townsend strikes out Buchanan on 3 pitches to end the fourth inning, but not before the River Turtles regain the lead on a solo shot from Kevin Jones and an RBI single from Nick Labello.
Vision Plus specializes in professional auto body structural repairs and cosmetic improvement. Visit Vision Plus today, located just off 460 Business in Blacksburg. Or check them out online at collisionplusba.com. It's time to strike out slider presented by Pine Ridge Nursery. Pitching the slider tonight, please give a warm welcome to Grayson. If slider strikes out, Grayson wins the slider's back.
Alrighty, Grayson, let's see these pitches. Let's see if you can strike out slider. Here we go. Strike one! Right down the pipe, slider. Can't catch up to that.
Back
one.
To the top of the order for the action.
And the next pitch, strike two! Same pitch as last time, same result. And here we go for strike three. Can he strike out slider? And he does it! Congratulations, you're going to win yourself a brand new bat from slider. Congratulations, back up to the booth.
Tyree Jackson, Jack Gilliam, and Cal Sefcik to face Nate Gray.
And one lucky fan every night will have a chance to make slider ride the pine, presented by Pine Ridge Nursery. Leading off the top of the fifth for Kingsport, center fielder number two, Tyree Jackson.
First pitch to Tyree Jackson is a fastball high. Jackson is 1-for-2, singled his last time up, the 1-0. Jackson chops it sharply to short. Jones picks it up. Throw to first. It is in time for the out.
Right fielder number 84, Jet Kennedy.
Two pitches, one out. Nate Gray threw 11 pitches in the first, 12 in the second, 19 in the third, 15 in the fourth. He's kept it under 20 in every frame. Now it's Jet Gilliam. This pitch curves outside. Gilliam is 0-for-1 with a walk. He's batting .222 with team leading 9 RBIs as he rips the next pitch into center field for a base hit. Jet Gilliam is now on a 6-game hit streak. And the tying run comes up, Cal Sefcik.
Third baseman, number 45, Cal Sefcik.
Sefcik is 0-for-2, and he's ended the half inning both times up. River Turtles 5, Axemen 3 in the top of the fifth inning. Runner on first, one out for Cal Sefcik. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Sefcik, with 7 hits and 21 at-bats, is batting .333 with a 1,000 OPS. The 0-1. Sefcik smashes it into deep left field. Labello going back at the warning track. It's off the wall. Gilliam on his way to third, and he'll get the stop sign. Sefcik stands up safely on second with a double, and the Axemen have two runners in scoring position. In the fifth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 5-4. First pitch to Trammell is fouled away. Tyree Jackson led off with a ground out to the shortstop, Kevin Jones. Gilliam singled and then Sefcik double. The 0-1. Low and inside. Great stop by the catcher, Connor Cook, to prevent a wild pitch. Evens up the count on Trammell. The cleanup batting left fielder is 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. One ball, one strike. The pitch. Ball two outside. Trammell has reached base safely multiple times in 5 of 7 games this season. The 2-1. Called strike two. Lower outside part of the zone. Sefcik on second, Gilliam on third. One out, 5-3 River Turtles. The 2-2. Trammell fouls it away. With his double earlier tonight, Trammell is now on a 6-game on base streak. Gray once again fires home the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Trammell out on strikes.
Shortstop number 88, facing Swing.
Two runners in scoring position with two outs for Mason Swinney. First pitch is a ball outside in the dirt, stopped by Cook. When batting with runners in scoring position, Swinney is 2-for-6 with a double, a pair of walks, an RBI, and two strikeouts. Sefcik on second, Gilliam on third, Axemen down by a pair. The 1-0. Ball two. Mason Swinney tonight is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Swinney was brought home on the Devin Zyras 3-run shot. Swinney out of the University of Alabama is the lone SEC starter in the Kingsport 9 tonight. Gray from the windup position. Hurls home the 2-1. Called strike two. Swinney shakes his head. The Axemen stranded the bases loaded earlier tonight. They look to avoid stranding two runners in scoring position. The 2-2. Swinney grounds it sharply to third. Scooped up by Kinneberg. Throw across the diamond is scooped up by Jonathan Holt for the final out of the half inning. That saved two runs from scoring.
Kingsport 3. Hey fans, the most anticipated giveaway of the 2024 season.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. River Turtles 5, Axemen 3.
Giveaway is back. The first 300 fans through the gates at Calvin Park this Thursday will receive a free slider bobblehead, along with $2 off general admission tickets. And get here early. Don't worry, bobbleheads will be available in the souvenir store. Strict limit of 5 bobbleheads per person, please. Thank you.
New pitcher for the Axemen, Kyle Kipp, replacing Caleb Townsend.
Family and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
First pitch from Kyle Kipp is fouled away by Alex Altman. Final line for Caleb Townsend. In an inning of 30, he'll have two earned runs on three hits, no walks, a strikeout, and a Kevin Jones solo home run. That was the first home run allowed and the first run allowed by Townsend this season, as the next pitch is poked into left field for a base hit. Alex Altman hits a leadoff single.
First baseman, number 29, Jonathan Holt.
Kyle Kipp has been spectacular for the Axemen on the mound, as his first pitch is a ball high for Jonathan Holt. Kipp has thrown 4 1/3 scoreless innings pitched to begin the year on just one hit, one walk, and five strikeouts. He entered tonight with a 62.8% strikeout on 78 pitches, the 1-0. Grounded back up the middle. Newhand scoops it up, tags out the runner. Throw to first is high, though. So they're unable to turn two, but Newhan is able to get the force out. That'll be a throwing error on Newhan.
Number 10, Joe Kinneberg.
Run on first, one out now for Joe Kinneberg. Pulaski 5, Kingsport 3 in the bottom of the fifth. Runner takes off. First pitch, swing and a miss. Throw down to second from Dean is not in time for the out. It was close.
The stolen base, sponsored by 94.9 Star Country.
The River Turtles have now stolen two bases tonight.
She's the one who raised
the 0-1. Kinneberg rips it into deep right field. Gilliam running back at the warning track. It's off the wall. Altman scores. The throw to second is in time. Kinneberg is thrown out. It'll be an RBI single for him. And the River Turtles are back in front by three. That is Jet Gilliam's fourth outfield putout of the season. Or outfield assist. But the River Turtles have now scored in three straight innings. Kipp's first pitch is in for a called strike to Kevin Jones, who had a leadoff solo shot in the bottom of the fourth. River Turtles 6, Axemen 3. There's a swing and a miss. Strike two. When we get to the top of the six, Zyrus, Newhan, and Myatt, the 6-7-8 batters, are due up for Kingsport. The 0-2 pitch. Ball low and away. One ball, two strikes. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Kyle Kipp punches out Jones to end the fifth inning, but not before Joe Kenneberg drives home Alex Altman on an RBI single. River Turtle 6, X-Men 3, top of the sixth, coming up next.
That's R.J. Young.
How can R.J. Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, R.J. Young is your source for technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
Hey fans, the River Turtles are back in action tomorrow for their final game in the series against the Kingsport X-Men. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. and the first pitch is scheduled for 7 p.m. For a complete 2024 schedule, visit AlaskaRiverTurtles.com. Home pitching change sponsored by A1 Heating and Cooling. The River Turtles will attempt to freeze the bats with this pitching change sponsored by A1 Heating and Cooling. Now on the mound for your River Turtles from California, number 36, Jake Guardiense.
Jake Guardiansic faces Devin Zyrus to start the top of the sixth. Pulaski doubling the X-Men and the run total 6-3. Zyrus is 1-for-2 with a 3-run blast. All three of Kingsport's runs came on that hit. Jake Guardiansic, the right-handed thrower, switch-hitting batter. First pitch to Zyrus is a fastball outside. Guardiansic, 6'5", 225 pounds from Brentwood, California, and he is pitcher for the Cal Berkeley Golden Bears, the 1-0. Zyrus fouls it away, third base side. Cal Berkeley is now a member of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Came over along with SMU.
Oh, it's totally crazy. That's the kind of stuff.
The 1-1. Strike two call. Zyrus now leads the team with a pair of home runs this season. Both have come on the road. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Zyrus out on strikes.
Big swing. Second baseman, number 29, Nico Newhan.
Base is empty, one out for Nico Newhan. He's cooled off. He's hitless in his last 12 at-bats. Guardiansic works him from the stretch. First pitch, strike one call. Pulaski 6, Kingsport 3 in the top of the sixth inning. The 0-1. Newhan pops it foul and out of play, first base side.
Yeah.
The 0-2 pitch. Foul tipped it behind home plate. Remains an 0-2 count on Newhand. Pitch from Gardiansik. Newhand rips it into left field for a base hit. It snaps his 12-game at-bat streak without a base knock, and he's aboard on first with one out.
Designated hitter number 21, Tyler Myatt.
Brings up Tyler Myatt, who's 1-for-2. The sixth inning has favored Kingsport this season, outscoring its opponents 8-3. First pitch is a ball outside to Tyler Myatt. One ball, no strikes. Newhand takes off from first. The throw down to second is offline, and Newhand steals his fifth base of the season. When batting with runners in scoring position, Tyler Myatt is 2-for-9 with 7 strikeouts. Gardiansik comes home. Ball 2 low and away. River Turtle 6, Axeman 3 in the bottom of top of the sixth inning. Gardiansik looks back at Newhand at second, a double take. Now the 2-1. Myatt chops it to short. Jones fields it cleanly on the backhand. The throw to first is on the dot for the out. Newhand advances to third.
Catcher number 38, Scotty Dean.
It brings up Scotty Dean, who is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out.
Turns out that number that worked, the other number I thought did work, was still a cell phone.
Gardiansik working from the stretch. Comes home with the first pitch. Hold strike one. All three plate appearances, Scotty Dean has watched the first pitch for a strike. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Newhand, the runner on third. The pitch. Ball downstairs. The 1-2. Dean bloops it, and it's caught by the second baseman, Seth Buchanan, for the half inning inning out. The X-Men strand a runner on third.
Pulaski, 6.
To the bottom of the sixth, Kingsport will be trailing by a minimum of 3 runs entering the seventh inning. Pulaski, 6, Kingsport, 3.
Thank you.
off the bottom of the sixth for your Wiener Turtles, right fielder number five, Austin Winkleblad.
Kyle Kipp will face the bottom three batters of the River Turtle order to begin the bottom of the sixth. Austin Winkleblack, Connor Cook, and Nick Labello. Winkleblack is 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. He crossed the plate on a Nick Labello RBI single in the bottom of the fourth inning. First offering, Winkleblack chops it foul. Kyle Kipp, in one inning of work, has allowed an earned run on two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. He has a 1.69 ERA this season. Entered tonight without a run allowed in 4 1/3 innings pitched. There's a ball low and inside, evens up the count on Winkleblack. So Winkleblack has reached base safely five times against the Axemen this season. None have come on hits. The 1-1 low and outside. Four walks and a hit by pitch. Pulaski has scored in three consecutive innings. Three in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth. The 2-1. Strike two call. Square count on Winkleblack. He scored a team-leading 12 runs this season and fouls the next pitch away. The 2-2 again. Ripped into left field for a base hit. Austin Winkleblack hits a leadoff single.
Catcher number 13, Connor Cook.
The leadoff batter for the River Turtles has reached base in all six innings. And that's the first time this season that Kingsport pitchers had done that. Runner on first, nobody out for Connor Cook. First pitch from Kipp is a fastball high. Back to first. Any time on the pickoff attempt. The 1-0 up and in. Kingsport relievers entered tonight with a 5-1 overall record of 4.55 ERA. Only two of the 47 hits allowed were home runs, but tonight, Axemen relievers have already allowed a home run. Caleb Townsend, the 2-0, ball high. In 2 1/3 innings pitch between Townsend and Kipp, they've allowed three earned runs on six hits. A 3-0, ball four high and inside. Connor Cook walks on four pitches. And it brings up Nick Labello. Cook on first, Winkleblack on second. Kipp's first pitch to Labello is popped up high in the air, first base side. Zyrus will run out of room as it goes out of play. The 0-1. Ball high. The 1-1, strike two call. Cook on first, he walked on four pitches. Winkelbleck on second, he hit a leadoff single into left field. Kyle Kipp steps off. Still looking to record the first out of the frame. The 1-2 pitch. Ball downstairs and it evens up the count.
You guys need anything else up here?
One of those plants.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Runner takes off for third and it gets into left field. Winkelbleck scores on the errant throw from Scotty Dean, and the River Turtles have their largest lead of the game. It's now 7-3.
This score being sponsored by 94.9 Star Country.
So Labello strikes out, but Cook advances to second, and Winkelbleck scores. Back to the top of the order with Jordan Austin. Austin tonight is 1-for-3 with a swinging strikeout. A looking strikeout. Cook leads off second. Pulaski has scored in four consecutive innings. First pitch is a ball outside. The 0-1 from Kip. Ball low and inside. It's the first time this season that the Axemen have allowed a run in four straight innings. The 2-0. Austin lifts it high in the air, deep to center field. Tyree Jackson is there to make the catch for the second out of the frame.
Second baseman, number 4, Seth Buchanan.
Runner on second, two outs for Seth Buchanan. Struck out swinging to end the fourth inning his last time up. Kip working from the stretch. Fires home. Strike one call. 80 miles an hour. The 0-1. Fouled away. Pulaski, 7 runs on 8 hits, no errors in the field. The Axemen have 3 runs on 7 hits and a costly 3 errors in the field. And all have been throwing errors. One from Newhan, one from Scott Dean, and one from Caleb Townsend. The 0-2 pitch. Strike 3 call. Hoo-bah! Kyle Kipp. And Seth Buchanan looking, but not before the River Turtles add one more and lead 7-3. 4 is their largest lead of the game. When we get to the seventh inning, it's the top of the order due up for Kingsport looking to chip away at this Pulaski lead.
And now for a live update on games around the Appalachian League, brought to you by Hodge Insurance. In Burlington, Bluefield leads Burlington 3-1 in the top of the seventh. in the top of the sixth. Bristol leads Greenville 8-1 in Greenville. And in the top of the sixth also, Elizabethan leads Danville 5-4. And the game between Johnson City and Tri-State at Tri-State has been postponed. And you are now up to date around the Appalachian League, brought to you by Hot Insurance.
June is National Men's Health Month. Men, if you are 40 or older, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. It's a simple blood test, and it can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org.
By A1 Heating and Cooling. The River Turtles will attempt to freeze the bats with this pitching change, sponsored by A1 Heating and Cooling. Now on the mound for the River Turtles, from Notre Dame, number 28, Dustin Mays. Off the top of the seventh for the X-Men, center fielder number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Replacing Jake Gardiansik, Justin Mays out of Notre Dame, and he'll face the top of the order. Kingsport down by 4. First pitch to Jackson is low and inside. Been a very rough night for the X-Men defensively. 3 throwing errors. 2 pass balls and 2 wild pitches as the 1-0 is high. In reality, that's 7 errors defensively. The 2-0, Jackson launches it foul down the left field line. Pulaski 7, Kingsport 3 in the top of the seventh inning. The 2-1. Ball 3 outside. It's important to get the leadoff man on. The Axemen have only done that twice tonight. The 3-1. Ball 4 in the dirt, and Jackson leads off with a 5-pitch walk. This is where the comeback begins.
Right fielder, number 84, Jet Gilliam.
Jet Gilliam is the batter. He has reached safely in his last 2 plate appearances. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Gilliam is tied for the team lead with 4 extra base hits. 2 doubles, a home run, and a triple. First pitch to Gilliam is a ball outside. The top of the order has been spectacular tonight for Kingsport. The top 3 batters are 3-for-8 with no strikeouts. The 1-0, low and inside. Hitters count for Jet Gilliam. Justin Mays works from the stretch. Comes home with a 2-0. Low and inside, ball 3. This game is far from over. Jackson leads off first, held on by Jonathan Holt. The 3-0. Ball 4 upstairs. Gilliam walks on 4 pitches, and the first 2 Axemen batters have a free pass to begin the top of the seventh. Quick mound visit from catcher Connor Cook to the pitcher. Mays. Now mound visit from pitching coach Ted Power. So Mays will face Cal Sefcik in just a moment. Sefcik tonight is 1-for-3 with a double. Gilliam on first, Jackson on second, nobody out. In the top of the seventh inning, both runners walked. Sefcik launches a first pitch called strike.
I didn't have the information you guys need.
It's all good.
Yeah, sorry about
messing with you.
Sefcik has reached base safely in all seven games this season. The 0-1 from Mays. Low and inside, but Connor Cook was able to stop it on the dirt ball. Pulaski 7, Kingsport 3. The X-Men scored all three runs on the top of the fourth on a Devin Zyras three-run home run. The 1-1. Jackson takes off. It's a ball high. Throw down to third. Not in time, and Gilliam steals second base as well. The double steal is perfected. Two runners in scoring position with nobody out for the dangerous Cal Sefcik, who is batting .364 with five RBIs and six runs. The 2-1. Ball three, low downstairs. Hitters count for Cal Sefcik, and the Axemen are one ball away from loading the bases for the cleanup batter and potential game-time run, Bryson Trammell. Mays in the stretch fires home the 3-1. Sefcik grounds it to short. It's picked up by Jones. The throw to first is unable to be scooped up by Holt. Jackson scores. Cal Sefcik reaches on a throwing error, and the Axemen have cut the lead to 3. It's now 7-4, Pulaski.
Left fielder number 22, Bryson Trammell.
Brings up the potential tying run, Bryson Trammell. Sefcik on first, Gilliam on second. First pitch is a fastball, high ball one. The 1-0. Trammell swings and misses. Trammell tonight is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored, a pair of strikeouts. The Axemen are a seven-inning team and have been hot tonight. The 1-1. Ball too high. Pulaski has 7 runs on 8 hits. The Axemen have 4 runs on 7 hits. The potential game-tying run, Bryson Trammell, is at the plate ahead in the count. The 2-1 offering from Mays. Both runners take off, but it's fouled back. They got a great jump, too, both Sefcik and Gilliam. The count is square. Mays comes set. Fires home the 2-2. Ball three high. Sefcik Sefcik on first. He reached on an error. Gilliam on second. He walked. The count is full on the cleanup batter, Bryson Trammell. The payoff pitch. Strike three call.
Shortstop, number 88, Mason Sweeney.
It's a back-breaking strikeout. Runners on first and second, one out for Mason Sweeney. Runners take off. Pitches low and inside. Throw down to third. Goes into left field. Gilliam scores. Sefcik advances to third base. And the Axemen have cut the lead to two. It's 7-5, River Turtles. Sefcik 90 feet away from home. The 1-0. Sweeney swings and misses. Kingsport has scored 5 runs, 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 7th. The 1-1. Sweeney lifts it into right field and it'll turn foul. Last thing you need is a strikeout. You have to put the ball in play. But even if you don't, Zyrus is on deck, and Zyrus homered earlier tonight. One ball, two strikes. Mays delivers. It's a ball up and in. Square count on Sweeney. Runner on third, one out. The pitch. Sweeney chops it just foul down the third baseline. Up comes the sixth pitch of the plate appearance. The 2-2 again. Sweeney grounds it sharply to short. Jones fields it cleanly. The throw to first is in time, but Sefcik scores on a Sweeney RBI groundout, and the Axemen have cut the lead to 1. It's 7-6, River Turtles. That is a huge at-bat for Mason Sweeney. In a one-run game, it brings up Devin Zyrus. 1-for-3 with a 3-run blast to get the scoring started for the Axemen back in the 4th. First pitch is a ball high. Zyrus can tie it with one swing of the bat. The 1-0. Ball too high. The Axemen have scored 3 runs in this inning on no hits. Hitters count for Zyrus. The 2-0. Fouled back off the home plate netting. Nico Newhan waits on deck. When we get to the bottom half, the 3-4-5 batters are due up for Pulaski, and the River Turtles have scored in 4 straight half innings. The 2-1. Zyrus fouls it away. Square count on Zyrus. The pitch. Ball up and in, ball 3. Fills up the count on Zyrus. Kingsport will not settle for 3 in this frame. The payoff pitch. Ripped into center field for a base hit. Devin Zyras secures a multi-hit game, and his two-out, two-strike single keeps the seventh inning alive. And that's the outing for Justin Mays. Unofficial final line, as he is responsible for the runner on first. In two-thirds of an inning, allowed three earned runs on one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. New pitcher for the River Turtles is Owen Quinn. The right-hander, 6'4", 205 pounds from Indianapolis. Goes to Ball State, finished up his sophomore season in Muncie, Indiana.
From Ball State, Owen Quinn.
Well, Ball State is known for the guy who said, boom goes the dynamite. He was an unbelievably nervous young reporter, and that infamous video where he's talking about the Pacers and Ball State softball. When you look at notable alumni of Ball State, David Letterman is atop the list. Brady Hoke, former Michigan football coach who did less than an exceptional job. And that's about it. Joyce DeWitt, okay. Bonzi Wells, he's from Muncie. He's currently an assistant coach at Georgia Tech.
Second baseman, number 29, Nico Huhan.
The tying run on first base is Devin Zyras following his two-out, two-strike single. Owen Quinn, the new pitcher, will face Nico Huhan. His first offering is fouled away. Huhan snapped his 12-at-bat hitless streak with a single his last time up in the top of the sixth inning. Huhan is the seventh batter to make a plate appearance in the top of the seventh. The 0-1. Huhan grounds it sharply to third. Scooped up by Kenneberg. Throw to second is in time for the half inning ending force out.
At the end of six and a half, Pulaski seven.
However, it's not before Kingsport chips away at the lead. They get three in the seventh to make it a one-run score. Pulaski 7, Kingsport 6. It's stretch time at Calfee Park in Pulaski, Virginia.
Audition is Thursday. defensive change for the X-Men. Now on the mound from Johnson County Community College, number one, JT Davis. Leading off the bottom of the seventh for York River Turtles, designated hitter number six, Alex Altman.
JT Davis replaces Kyle Kipp on the mound. 3-4-5 batters due up for the River Turtles. First pitch is a ball blown away. I mentioned it earlier. The River Turtles have had their leadoff man reach in all six frames. The 1-0. Ball two outside. Well on the way to seven. A single, a walk. A walk, a home run, a single, a single. The 2-0. Ripped high in the air, deep to right field. It's off the wall. And it'll be a leadoff double for Alex Altman. And that is the biggest story of tonight's game. The leadoff man reaching. 7-for-7 now for
first baseman, number 29, Jonathan Holt.
Well, major baseball news. Willie Mays has just passed away. Runner on second, nobody out for Jonathan Holt. First pitch is in for a called strike. Willie Mays was in the news yesterday because he said he was not going to be attending the Rick Wood Classic between the Giants and Cardinals, which was relatively big news, but he was 93. Tough for him to get around, and the 0-1. Strike two call, and now he is gone. Terrible. But he lived a long life. One of the greatest ball players of all time. His catch is one of the most iconic moments in Major League Baseball history. The 0-2 from Davis. Grounded sharply to third. Kept in front by Sefcik. Throw to first is offline. And Jonathan Holt will reach on a Sefcik fielding error.
Third baseman, number 10, Joe Kimber.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Joe Kinneberg. Kinneberg tonight is 1-for-3 with an RBI single his last time up. Holt on first, Altman on second. Davis in the stretch. His first pitch is a half swing and a miss from Kinneberg. The 0-1. Ball low and away. JT Davis wears numero uno for Kingsport. From the stretch, Davis comes home with the 1-1. Called strike two. Davis in an inning and two-thirds has allowed 4 earned runs on 4 hits, 6 walks, and 2 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch ripped into center field for a base hit. Altman rounds third. He will score. Holt advances to third, and Kinneberg will slide in safely to second base with an RBI double. The throw got away from Zyrus, and Holt will score as well. The River Turtles now lead 9-6.
Shortstop, number 11, make some noise for Kevin Jones.
mound visit from Josh Lucas. A double, a fielding error, and another double. That's how the outing begins for Davis. It's known as the catch, Willie Mays. The New York Giants center fielder Willie Mays on September 29, 1954, during game one of the 1954 World Series at the Polo Grounds. In the eighth inning, it was a 2-2 tie between the Indians and Giants, and Indians batter Vic Wirtz hit a deep fly ball to center field that had the runners on base. Ready to score, however, Mays made an over-the-shoulder catch while on the run to record the out, and his throw back to the infield prevented the runners from advancing. Runner on second, nobody out. First pitch, in for a called strike to Kevin Jones. Let's get you an update on the Mets score. 2-1 Mets. So Grimace, since he threw out the first pitch, the Mets are 6-0. I don't know how long the legend will live, but it's been an incredible run. Grimace has taken the baseball world by storm. The Mets were struggling. They were the laughingstock of the division, other than the Marlins, as the 0-1 is popped foul out of play. But since then, the purple blob is the savior of the New York Metropolitans. No balls, two strikes. Jones, pitch from Davis, swing and a miss. Kuba. Jones has struck out in consecutive at-bats since his leadoff solo shot. Willie Mays, a 24-time All-Star, a World Series champion, two-time National League MVP, 12-time Gold Glove Award winner. He played for the Giants from 51 to 52, took a break for military service, then 54 to 72 in the Mets. From 72 to 73. Willie Mays hit 660 career home runs. His first pitch is high and inside to Austin Winklebutt. Mays hit 301 lifetime batting average with 1,909 runs batted in. Pulaski 9, Kingsport 6. Momentum swing back to the River Turtles, the 1-0. Ball low and away. It's been a back-and-forth game. It was 3-0 Pulaski, then 3-3, then 7-3 Pulaski, then 7-6. And Pulaski has scored a pair in the bottom half and are still threatening with Winklebleck up to bat and a hitter's count. The 2-0. Strike one call. Winklebleck is 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. He leads the River Turtles with 13 runs. And he's only driven in one. Kinneberg on second. The 2-1 from Davis. Fastball outside, ball three. Davis now has a 27 ERA and 2 complete innings pitched, allowing 6 earned runs. The 3-1, fouled back. Full count on Winklebleck, the Pitt Panther. Payoff pitch from Davis. Ball four, up and in. Runners on first and second, one out for Connor Cook, who walked and scored his last time around. First pitch is a ball high and inside to Cook. The River Turtles have led by as many as 4 and currently have a 3-run advantage. 1-0 from Davis. Both runners take off, swing and a miss. Throw to second from Dean, goes into center field. And a run's going to score. 10-6, Pulaski. Kinneberg stole third base, then took home on the errant throw. Winkelbeck stole second and then advanced to third. So the River Turtles have scored in five consecutive innings, three so far in the seventh, the 2-0. Fouled off the helmet of Scotty Dean, and it goes into the seats. It's as if the three-run top of the seventh never happened. The most runs the Axemen have surrendered in a single game this season was 11 to Tri-State. The 2-1. Going outside. The 3-2. Hit high in the air to left field. Trammell is under it. He makes the catch, but Winkelbeck will score from third on a Connor Cook RBI sack fly, and the River Turtles have their largest lead of the game. It's now 11-6, Pulaski. Base is empty, two outs for Nick Labello. First pitch tails outside. Labello is 1-for-2 with an RBI, a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. He's batting 250 with three RBIs and four runs. The 1-0, ball in the dirt. Kingsport has committed four errors. All have been throwing. Two on Scotty Dean, one on Newhan, and one on Townsend. The 2-0. High and inside. Mound visit for manager Rick Adair. Don't call the comeback. The Edmonton Oilers up 3-0, facing elimination again. The 3-0 pitch, ball four outside. Nick Labello walks on four pitches, and now the eighth batter of the bottom of the seventh, Jordan Austin, will come up to bat, and Rick Adair is right back out to remove J.D. Davis from the game. Tough outing for Davis, two-thirds of an inning. Allowed four earned runs on two hits, two walks and a strikeout, and he's responsible for the runner on first, Nick Labello. River Turtles 11, Axemen 6. Slugfest tonight at Calfee Park.
Wow.
defensive change for the Axemen. Now pitching from UNC Asheville, number 86, Nick Bruno.
New pitcher for the Axemen is Nick Bruno out of UNC Asheville. Finished up his sophomore year. Runner on first, two outs. Pulaski up by five. The Axemen scored three in the top of the seventh to cut the lead to one, and then Pulaski responded with four runs. Every Kingsport pitcher tonight has allowed at least two earned runs. And what's fascinating is that the Axemen have committed four errors in the field, but all runs are earned. Davis now with his ERA up to 30.86. So Nick Bruno comes in. We're going to shut the door on Pulaski in the bottom half of the seventh. Bruno pitched in consecutive days in the two-game series at Johnson City and dominated. In two scoreless and hitless innings, Bruno allowed one walk and struck out five batters. So Bruno will face the top of the order, Jordan Austin. Recap of the bottom of the seventh. Alex Altman hit a leadoff double. Jonathan Holt then reached on a fielding error by Sefcik. Joe Kinneberg doubled to score two runs. Kevin Jones struck out swinging. Winkelbleck walked. Kinneberg stole second base, stole third base and scored. Winkelbleck stole second and advanced to third, make it 10-6. Cook then hit an RBI sack fly, and then Labella walked. You're up to bait, up to date. Jordan Austin, the batter. Bruno's first pitch is popped up high in the air. Foul territory, third base side, and Sefcik makes the inning-ending catch and foul ground. But not before the River Turtles strike four times in the bottom of the seventh. Axemen trailing by five, needing a huge eighth inning to chip into the league. Maya Dean Jackson, due up the 8-9-1 batters.
Hey fans, if you are sitting next to Jim Patton, give him a big high five. He is tonight's trivia winner. Jim knew that there were 108 pitches on a regulation baseball. Congratulations, Jim. You want to visit the promotions table by the main concession stand to claim your prize. Leading off the top of the eighth for the Axemen, designated hitter number 21, Tyler Hyatt.
First pitch to Myatt, strike one. Myatt tonight is 1-for-3, no strikeouts. The 0-1. Myatt rips it right into the glove of the second baseman, Seth Buchanan, for the first out of the game.
Look what I found. Great catch. Catcher number 38, Scotty Dean.
It's been a tough night for Scotty Dean, 0-for-3 with a strikeout offensively, and in the field, a pair of throwing errors, two pass balls. It's his first start of the season, though. Give him some time. He watches a ball in the dirt. Owen Quinn back on the mound for the River Turtles. The 1-0 from Quinn. Watch for a ball middle inside. The 2-0. Hit him. Scotty Dean is hit by a 2-0 pitch, and he will reach safely for the first time tonight. It's back to the top of the order with Tyree Jackson. In the top of the seventh inning, Jackson sparked a three-run rally with a leadoff walk. Kingsport looks to do the same in the top of the eighth, trailing by five now. Dean leads off first. Jackson watches a called strike. Kingsport has 6 runs on 8 hits. They made 5 errors in the field. River Turtles have 11 runs on 10 hits. They made 2 errors in the field. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Gorgeous night at Calfee Park for the series opener between the Axemen and River Turtles. The 0-2. Jackson fouls it back. Well, Kingsport has yet to lose 3 games in a row. If the score stands tonight, they drop their second straight. The 0-2. Ball low and away. But it's different this season in the Appy League. You don't have to finish in first place to make the playoffs. The top 2 teams in each division will make the postseason. So that's high pressure of a game tomorrow. The 1-2. Foul back. Scotty Dean on first. He was hit by a pitch. The 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. Jackson out on strikes.
Got him. Right fielder number 84, Jet Gilliam.
Runner on first. 2 outs for Jet Gilliam. He's reached safely 3 straight plate appearances with a single and 2 walks. Did he go around on the first pitch? Yes, he did. Strike one. No balls, 1 strike. Quinn fires home. Swing and a miss. O-2 count, 2 outs in the top of the eighth. Quinn delivers home. Swing and a miss. Gilliam strikes out on 3 pitches. The Axemen strain a runner on first. To the bottom of the eighth, Pulaski 3 outs away from winning the series opener. Due up in the bottom of the eighth, the 2-3-4 batters, Buchanan, Altman, and Holt.
Spring became a summer. Who'd have believed? clutching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Defensive change for the Axemen. Now pitching from Tennessee Wesleyan, number 90, Carson Clark. Moving off the bottom of the eighth for your River Turtles, second baseman, number 4, Seth Buchanan.
First pitch from Carson Clark is a base hit into left field. And with that, all 8 leadoff batters tonight for the River Turtles have reached base safely. Seth Buchanan has a multi-hit game. Carson Clark replaces Nick Bruno, who only threw to one batter, as there's a first pitch strike to Alex Altman. Altman is 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored, batting .306 this season. The 0-1. Ball low and away. 3 River Turtles have multi-hit games, Kinneberg, Altman, and Buchanan. The 1-1 from Clark. Altman chops it back to the pitcher, Clark, who fields it in fair play, and he has no play to first.
First baseman, number 29, Jonathan Holt.
So the River Turtles have runners on first and second with nobody out. Time is called. Scotty Dean will take a quick mound visit to Clark. And that was indeed a fielding error, which makes it the 6th error of the game for the Axemen. That was the 2nd fielding error. The other 4 have been throwing, as there's a wild pitch. Buchanan and Altman will both advance to the next bag. 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out for Jonathan Holt. Holt tonight is 1-for-3 with 2 runs scored and a walk. The River Turtles can really blow this game open as ball 1 up inside. They're already up by 5 in the bottom of the 8th inning. The 2-0. Holt smashes it high in the air, deep to right field. Gilliam is under it. He makes the catch, but Buchanan will tag up and score. Altman advances to third. The River Turtles take their largest lead of the game, and it's 12-6.
Third baseman, number 10, Joe Kinneberg.
This is the most runs the Axemen have allowed in a game this season now. The good news is that Bristol is beating Greenville. It's always good news when Burlington loses. First pitch, base hit right field. Altman scores. It's an RBI single for Jonathan Holt. And the River Turtles lead 13-6. Pulaski has scored in six consecutive innings after being held off the board in the first two. Three in the third, two in the fourth, one in the fifth, one again in the sixth, four in the seventh, and two so far in the eighth. And there's still nobody out. First pitch is chop foul third base side by Joe Kinneberg. The 0-1 is in for a called strike. The 0-2, ball high. River Turtles ahead by 7. The 1-2 from Clark. Popped up into shallow center field. Swinney is there, and it'll make the catch. That's the first out in the bottom of the eighth, and it brings up Kevin Jones.
Austin Winkleblad.
Correction, Austin Winkleblack. Winkleblack 1-for-2 with 3 runs scored. He's walked once. He's been hit by a pitch as well. The 1-0. Ball 2 inside. The 2-0. Strike one call. Six errors and 12 runs allowed are both single game season highs for Kingsport. The 2-1 is cut on and missed by Winkleblack. The 2-2, ball 3 high. We'll be back tomorrow night at the same time, same place, 7 o'clock at Calfee Park, where the Axemen will hope to get back to 500 as the payoff pitch is low and outside, and Winkleblack walks.
Number 13, Connor Clough.
Let's go, Clough!
Clark versus Cook. Strike one call on the first pitch. Pulaski 13, Kingsport 6. The 0-1, ball low and away. Cook tonight is 0-for-1 with an RBI, a pair of walks, and a run scored. The 1-1, Cook grounds it sharply, foul third base side. The 1-2 didn't go around the check swing. Square count pitch. Ball three, low and away. This is the seventh batter to come up this frame for Pulaski. Again, they've had the leadoff man reach in all eight innings. The payoff, strike three call. Hoo-bah! Connor Cook out on strikes. That ends the eighth inning. Pulaski three outs away, and they lead by seven. Top of the ninth coming up. Due up, Sefcik, Trammell, Swinney.
Hey fans, the ninth inning is brought to you by Pennzoil. Visit the Sheeler Service Express Lane in Pulaski.
It's time for a seven-run ninth inning. Sefcik, Trammell, and Swinney do up. Sefcik 1-for-4 with a double and RBI and a run scored. Trammell 1-for-4, double, a run scored and three strikeouts. Swinney 0-for-3, a walk and RBI and a run scored. It is still Owen Quinn on the mound. Nate Gray is in line for the win for Pulaski. And Caleb Townsend is in line for the loss.
Sefcik.
Pulaski up by seven, three outs away from getting back to 500. First pitch to Sefcik is swung on and missed. Sefcik batting 348 with a 1,042 OPS. The 0-1 fouled off the home plate netting. Kingsport scored three runs in both the fourth and seventh innings, and that's been it for their scoring. Pulaski, on the other hand, scored in six straight innings. The 0-2 from Quinn. Swing and a miss. Sefcik is out on strikes on three pitches, and Pulaski is two outs away.
Left fielder number 22, Bryson Trammell.
Well, the Grimace run is close to coming to an end. The Rangers lead 6-3 in the seventh, but the Mets have bases loaded and one out. The cleanup batter, Bryson Trammell, up to bat. First pitch. Called strike one. Trammell looking to avoid the golden sombrero. The 0-1. Ball low and away. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Only one Kingsport batter has a golden sombrero this season, and that's Tyler Myatt. The 1-2 pitch. Trammell fouls it away. One ball, two strikes, bases empty, one out in the top of the ninth. River Turtles 13, X-Men 6. The 1-2 again from Quinn. Trammell grounds it to first. Scooped up by Holt. He'll step on the bag for the second out of the inning.
Shortstop, number 88, Mason Sweeney.
Base is empty, two outs. Mason Sweeney is the final hope for the Axemen. First pitch, swing and a miss. The 0-1, swing and a miss. The River Turtles are one strike away from taking tonight's series opener. The 0-2 from Quinn. Strike three call. The River Turtles take game one, scoring 13 runs on 12 hits, made a pair of errors in the field, while the Axemen scored 6 runs on 8 hits and made a whopping 6 errors defensively, 4 throwing, 2 fielding. The River Turtles improved to 6-6, while the Axemen dropped to 5-6. We'll be back tomorrow, though, at Calfee Park for the series finale between Kingsport and Pulaski. Good night from Calfee Park. It was a fun night. Just unfortunate result for Kingsport. Winning pitcher, Nate Gray. Losing pitcher, Caleb Townsend.